There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 25th edition, and we have two slates to attack today. We have a six-game early, five-game main slate. Hope everybody's Wednesday action went well. I managed to do pretty well on the morning and the late slate. Late slate, I was doing great until the Pirates decided to score two in the ninth, which knocked me back a little ways, and then score seven runs in extra. That knocked me back way farther than I thought. At one point, I was in fourth place in the $33. So things were looking good at one point in time until the Pirates went bananas. So we move on. We don't dwell on the past. We enjoy what we did, and we go to Thursday's action, and it's intriguing. There's some good options, but very risky options. There's nothing that really says, gotta play it. There's a couple I really, really like, but no gotta-play pitchers like we've had the last couple days. The day slate, the Berrios-Gregg combo was huge. In the evening, it was Chatwood and Severino. Just money in the bank. But let's start with your six-game early slate. Let's talk totals on the day. Pirates-Braves, 9.5. Rockies-Phillies, 8.5. Royals-Yankees, 8.5. Angels-Rays, 8.5. Giants, Cubs, a nice low 7. Mariners, Nationals, 9.5. Reds, Indians is not on the early or the main. You have to play all day for it. It's at 9.5. Rangers, Red Sox, 8.5. Padres, Mets, 9. D-backs, Brewers, 8.5. Tigers, Astros, 9. And Cardinals, Dodgers at 7.5. Your weather is disastrous again. We dodged it all on Wednesday. We'll see if we dodge it on Thursday. You got slight chances to get worse as the day goes on in the Seattle-Washington game. Same with Colorado-Philadelphia. All kinds of chances in that one. It's off and on hard, light. Royals-Yankees, it's really hard in the morning. Kind of lightens up as the day goes on, but still 40 to 50% chances. Wind's blowing in hard from center field in that one. Giants-Cubs, wind blowing in hard from left field, but not much for the rain. Cincinnati-Cleveland, that might not even play. We're talking 70 to 80% chances of rain. Rangers at Red Sox, wind blowing in hard from center field. 40 to 50% chances of rain. That's pretty nasty. Padres-Mets blowing in hard from right field. 50% chances of rain. It's a nasty overall slate. So keep an eye on those. I doubt they all get postponed. Might be delays. Hopefully they all just clear up and we get to enjoy baseball. But until then, it is what it is. Let's get to your pitchings on the slate. Jeff Samardzija is our high-priced pitcher on the slate, $9,800 at the Chicago Cubs. He's a dog to Eddie Butler. Butler's minus 150 favorite at the moment. Samardzija, everyone looks at the 4.57 ERA and gets scared off, but come on. 1.13 whip, and he's been outstanding with the case. 8.8, 9.11 in his last four. 5, 6, 8, 7, 9. No fewer than 5 Ks in any of his starts. Doesn't walk the world at all. Tons of soft contact in the last 30 days. He is number 3 on barrel FIP at 2.22, getting barrel 2.86% of the time, striking out over 29% of the batters he's facing in those 30 days. walking less than 3% on the season. He's seventh best in that FIP, striking out 28.5% of the batters he faces. He's been really good, and his last, you know, his month of May or so has been phenomenal. He's striking out, like I gave you those numbers, Cubs striking out 21.5% of the time with right-handed pitching, WOBA of 315. It's always scary facing the Cubs. There's no doubt about it. Team total of 402. There's only four teams lower than that. It's fifth lowest on the slate. Lefties hitting 342, righties 267. They have a league average ISO against right-handed pitching. Wind blowing in hard from left field, play that in your favor if you can. People will avoid him. They always avoid Samardzija. They will avoid him even more versus DeGrom. I mean, versus the Cubs. Sorry. So at $9,800, I think he's a sneaky, sneaky good GPP play. Sure, he's expensive. Can he meet that value? It's tough to say. Ownership wise, though, it's a very nice play, and I will definitely have some Shark on my roster. Will I be surprised if he gets blown up and I enjoy an early Thursday? No, not at all. But it's what we do in DFS. Look at Sonny Gray yesterday. Gio Gonzalez, $9,100 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Gio somehow 2.86 ERA on the season. Gave up four runs his last start, six on the road. His prior road start, six. But his last two home starts, 6 2/3, one earned versus Philly. Five innings, one earned versus Arizona. Striking out five or more in three of his last four starts, averaging almost 17 DraftKings points per start. On this slate, that might be good enough. Gio. The problem, the scary thing with Gio is it's a lot of smoke and mirrors. It seems like the last 30 days, barrel FIP, Gio's eighth worst, 6.18, getting barreled up almost 7% of the time. His real big downfall fall in the last 30 days, walking 15% of the batters he faces while he strikes out almost 19%. That is not good, folks. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that is not good. But he is going up against the Seattle Mariners, who have a very bad team WOBA of 276 versus lefties, striking out 18% of the time versus left-handed pitching. On the slate, though, this is where it gets confusing to some. Where was it? Seattle Mariners. They have a team total of 446, one of the higher on the slate. Lefties hitting 276, righties 332 versus Gio. So it's, does he have the smoke and mirrors again, or does he get it done? Seattle has struggled mightily in Washington in this series with no DH. Day game, getaway day. To be curious to see who's in the lineup. Cano and Seager hit lefties good. You don't worry about that. Cruz mashes lefties. You know, you got Segura. I have no problem putting Mariners bats in the lineup. But just like Samardzija, another sneaky GPP, Gio Gonzalez, the pitching's very suspect on this slate, so you're going to have to get a little creative and roll the dice like you did on Wednesday's day. Tyler Anderson, $8,700 at the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies have gotten smoked by us three straight nights thanks to Chatwood tonight on Wednesday. We're going to Tyler Anderson coming off another great start at Cincinnati. Six innings, four hits, two earned, two walks, seven Ks. His last three starts, 7-8-10 in the strikeout department. Basically 19 or more DraftKings points in all three of those starts. Got off to a rocky start to the season. There's no doubt about it, but he's really starting to find the groove of late. Yet another dicey play, though, because he's facing up against the Phillies that strike out 21.5% of the time versus lefties. Same strikeout rate that Anderson has. But they have a 321 WOBA versus lefties, which is decent. It's not superb, but it's decent. Team total of 416. Righties hitting 350, while lefties at 294 off Anderson. But the real interesting part, when you break it down to, I said the 321 WOBA, they have a 205 ISO versus lefties, which is an amazing power stat for the team. Over 200 is just nuts. So really, really good team ISO. They've been hitting lefties and hitting them hard. Anderson's been pitching really well. He's not giving up a ton of hard contact, not a ton of soft. It's just in and out. I think he's a good play at $8,700. Franco's been out the last two games for Philly, battling a little illness or whatnot. So maybe he's out again. That would be huge. I think he's a good play. Rockability is always there, especially in that small ballpark. But definitely all these pitchers, like I said, they're good-looking plays, but they all have the big question mark on them, all of them. So Anderson at $8,700 at Philly, pretty solid play there. Moving on to Matt Andrees at home for $7,500 against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Andrees coming off a rocky one against the Yankees, where he got five earned and six innings pitched. Prior to that, he's our man. We used him in three straight. He pitched well at Boston, at home against Kansas City, and at home against Miami. 17 or more points in three of those starts. 131-point effort. Still has 5 Ks or more in each of his last 4 starts, which is outstanding. We'll walk away with that. Really starting to find his groove as a starter. Going up against the Angels, striking out 20.6% of the time. 301 wOBA versus righties. We've gone over this day in and day out as they faced the Rays, and they've always been a target. Lefties hitting 283, righties 336 versus Andrés. Something with these Rays pitchers. They like to get hit by righties, even though they're right-handed. But like I said, wOBA 301. ISO's only 140. You saw Pujols go yard tonight. Trout and Maben yesterday, 3 righties. So they do have some things to worry about. And I still like Andrés quite a bit. Andrés at 7,500 will definitely be on my slate. The 5th pitcher and final pitcher I'll be targeting on your day action. I have loved this guy every chance I've gotten to use him. I mentioned him in his first career start. We couldn't use him the last time because it was a weird slate. Eddie Butler, $5,700 at home against the San Francisco Giants. The game I recommended was at St. Louis, 6 innings, 2 hits, no earned, 5 Ks, 24.5 points. He's at home. Told you the wind's blowing in heavily from left field. He's a heavy Vegas favorite. He's striking out about 17% of the batters he faces. Very small sample size there. Giants striking out 20% versus righties. 274 wOBA, which is dreadful. Dreadful, dreadful. They have the lowest team total on the slate at 298. Lefties hitting 365, righties 390. Again, that's a small, small sample. But Giants 124 ISO versus a righty, which is beyond dreadful. There's only a few other teams that are that bad. Like Geo's, like the Mariners versus the lefty, I said that 276 wOBA, they have a .079 ISO, which is really, really bad. So the Giants, you know, their bats haven't waking up a little. Span went yard on Wednesday. Panic's been swinging it okay. You got Crawford, Belt. Belt's hitting it really well. There's damage to be done. Zero problem using the Giants. But Butler at $5,700 gives you amazing upside, a GPP lineup. Also, if you want to pay up for them, like the Geo's or Anderson or something, then you mix in every bat you want. So it's an option on your day slate to load up on the big bats, you know, the Trouts of the world and company, some Colorado bats, and then, you know, take a dart. I'm going to build an Andrés Butler lineup. I'll tell you that right now. And I'll load up on every bat under the sun, and we will dance. So that's why I like Butler. The upside is just huge, very huge. If you get shelled, you get shelled. It happens. But upside's huge. So Zamarja, 9,800, Geo, 91, Anderson, 87, Andrés, 75, Butler, 57 will be my targets on the early slate. Let's check out the bats. At the catcher's position, Gary Sanchez, $4,600 against Almonte of the Royals. Miguel Almonte making a spot start for the injured Nate Karns. Real quick here on Almonte, got a couple things for you guys. He's 24 years old. He's been dominant in Double A this year, 1.86 ERA and 6 starts and a relief appearance. So not a huge sample. Prior to this year, though, he's been Double A, Single A. I think he had a scotch, a Triple A in there as well. He's really gotten hit around a ton. And if you look at his splits, righty's hitting 301 last year, lefty's 278. I wanted to use last year's stats because this year's too small of a sample size. They fit him pretty well. It's a scary, scary predicament going up against the Yankees in Yankee Stadium with Miguel Almonte. So Yankees are always popular, rightfully so, on Thursday. So Sanchez, 4,600. You got Buster Posey at 4K. Salvi Perez, 3,700 versus Tanaka. We will be fading Tanaka. If he throws one of his good starts every, like, 10 starts, more power to him, but we'll go elsewhere. Wilson Contreras versus Samardzija at 34. Matt Wieters. Miranda, the lefty for Seattle, gives up the long ball, $3,400. One thing I will say, watch Washington's lineup. They seem to give Zimmerman the day off a lot on day games after night games. And if, say, a Harper or a Murphy, or if the lineup is weaker, I still don't like Miranda a ton, but he's intriguing, much more intriguing than if they have the regular lineup, which is GPP-wise. I got Francisco Cervelli, $3,300 versus Bartolo Colon. But Colon just turned 44 on Wednesday. Well, a day late, but Pittsburgh is going to welcome him with some thump on Thursday. You got Andrew Knapp, 3,200 for Philly at the catcher's position. You could check out Tony Walters, 3K versus Velasquez if he's behind the dish. Lefty bat's been really nice back there. Super cheap. Super, super cheap. At the first base position, we got A to the Rizzo, 4,900 bucks. He double donged off more. I told you guys on Wednesday, don't worry about the lefty-lefty with Rizzo. He'll be just fine. He was just fine. Zimmerman, if he does play 4,700 versus Miranda, is a solid look there. You got Mark Reynolds, 4,600. Ian Desmond, 42 against Velasquez. I like Desmond. Velasquez, you know, he's got good lights-out stuff, but he's just been so hittable this year. I just can't do it. It's not consistent enough for me. I will be fading him with Rockies yet again. But I also will be loving to use the Tampa bats. Logan Morrison, 4,400. Wright is making a call-up start. Alex Meyer got put on the DL on Wednesday. Daniel Wright got called up. Will be making a start for the Halos. Lefties have been mashing him. Lomo, 4,400. Matt Holliday, 41 versus Almonte, a part of that grip it, rip it versus the youngster crowd. You'll get a lot of bullpen in that game as well. Mentioned Posey. Josh Bell let us down big time on Wednesday. Still a good play at 4K versus Cologne. When it comes to Big Bart, you got, where are my Pirates? Pirates team total 462, lefties hitting 340, righties 305 off of Big Bart. And to top it off, overall on the season, 19th worst barrel, FIP 496, getting barreled up over 6% of the time. He's been getting beat up quite a bit. It's almost that time to find that retirement card. Move on to Brandon Belt, 3,900 versus Butler. Belt swinging it really well, even hit the ball well on Wednesday. Just really, really swinging a good stick. Albert Pujols went yard on Wednesday, is 37. Righties hit Andrews better than lefties. Got Matt Adams, first base outfield at 37. Definitely in play. Eric Hosmer at 36 versus Tanaka is definitely in play. I have no problem fading Tanaka tonight. Real quick to make sure I get it correct, let's double check the splits with Tanaka. We got the Royals in play. Lefties 294, righties 313, but he's given up a ton of loud contact. Overall on the season, he has the fourth worst barrel, FIP at 584, almost 8% barrels. Last 30 days, he's been a little better, down to 21st, still 7.5% barrels. So lots and lots and lots of loud contact against Tanaka. Keep moving through the first base position. You can go to... Where do you go? There he is. Louis Valbuena, first base, third base, eligible at 3,200. Also in play for the Halos if you're fading Andrees. Second base, Daniel Murphy, 4,900. He hits lefties just fine. Do not be scared by that. Brandon Phillips, 4,400. DJ LeMahieu, 45, like both of them. If you're going down the list, Robbie Cano, 44, hits lefties just fine also. Sobers, 42 versus Samardzija is definitely in play. Ian Happ at 41 is in play. Josh Harrison, 4K. My man, I love him. I told you he leads off. He's a lefty. He's money. He steals. He even went yard on Wednesday. Adam Frazier, the Pirate, second base outfield eligible. 4,000 bucks against Cologne is way in play. Joe Panic, 3,800. Cesar Hernandez, 37. Starting Castro, 37. Nice little set of three below 4K second basemans right there. And they're going to have to be because that's about all you have at second base. Yeah, whew. Castro's about as cheap as I go. There might be someone if the lineups come out and I want to roll the dice, but right now that's about it. Third base, Chris Bryant, 5,100. Arenado, 5K. Rendon went yard again on Wednesday, just swinging it hot right now, 4,300 bucks. Longoria, 42. Moustakas, 4,100 bucks. Told you Mikel Franco's been out. He's 39 if he's in. Seager, 36. He's batting second on Wednesday night. I like that look a lot right in front of Cano there. Can really liven up Seager's bat. If he keeps batting second, his value goes up in my mind for fantasy. Big time. Chase Headley, 3,300. Mentioned Valbuena. You got Rio Ruiz. I keep mentioning him. For Atlanta, third baseman, left-handed bat, 2,800 bucks. Been playing pretty well since getting called up. He might end up sticking with the team even when Garcia's back from the DL. So Ruiz, 2,800 bucks if you want a cheaper third baseman. Going to shortstop, Trey Turner, 48. Trevor Story, 43. Javi Baez, 42. Gene Segura, I like a ton versus Gio Gonzalez if you're not using Gio at 41. Don't forget Dansby Swanson at 37. I told you I love Didi. The guy is flat raking right now. He's at the bottom of the order. People always forget him. Just another 20-point game and a home run. He's $3,700 on Thursday. Brandon Crawford, $3,600. You know, and let me preface, these guys I love and they do well. Doesn't mean they're going to do it every game, but more often than not, they've been producing. That's why I say I love them. They're just money more often than not. Crawford, $3,600. You got Freddie Galvis. Jordy Mercer, $3,300. He had a big game, including an extra inning home run on Wednesday. He's just swinging a really good bat. He's a streaky hitter, and he's streaking right now. So if you want to run him, run with Jordy, go for it. Just he's at the bottom of that order usually. Alexi Amarista, outfield shortstop, eligible at $3,000. Day game after night game, he probably Tim Beckham, $2,900. Our boy Tim Beckham, $2,900. Like that quite a bit. He's our lowest shortstop that I'll be looking at for now. Going to the outfield, Charlie Blackmon, $5,600, definitely in play again. Trout, $5,500 as always. He had a couple doubles. Harper, $5,500. Cedric, $4,800 is a great play against Wright. I like Cedric a lot. Cedric, I could see Cedric Dong happening on Thursday. Matt Kemp, $4,700. Brett Gardner, $4,700. Like Brett quite a bit. The Judge is $4,700. Cameron Maven's $4,600. He's been streaking. Ender Inciarte's $4,600. That price tag is skyrocketed. A guy that's been streaking and should be in your lineups, especially if you're using Rockies, is Carlos Gonzalez. $4,400 with Ding Dong on Wednesday. Good little play right there. If you used to a Blackman cargo outfield, I have nothing wrong with that. Aaron Hicks, $4,300. Should find the lineup on Thursday. Jacoby Ellsbury left his day-to-day. Hicks is in there. Especially if he's towards the top of the order at $4,300, is phenomenal. I mentioned Ian Desmond. Aaron Altherr, $4,100 against the lefty Anderson. Great-looking play there. I mentioned Adam Frazier. Big on him. Nelly Cruz versus a lefty. He's $4,000. Get him in your lineups. Mentioned Brandon Belt at $3,900. Oh, Ellsbury is officially on a 7-day DL now. Concussion DL. So, yeah, he gone. You got Gerardo Parra at $3,800. Jason Worth, great play at $3,800 versus the lefty Miranda. Jason Worth got some good value down here, folks. The top of this is the top for a reason, but there's some nice value down here. Don't sleep. Matt Adams, $3,700. Mentioned him earlier. Denard Span is $3,500. He's just on fire. He came back after missing a couple days. Already went yard on Wednesday. Markakis is $3,500, swinging a really good bat. He batted third on Wednesday instead of like his fifth or sixth. Intriguing play at $3,500, hitting in that part of the order. Nova hasn't been that good lately. He's got the potential to be good, but he has not been that good lately. So keep an eye on that. Colby Rasmus, $3,400, great play. Steven Souza Jr., double donged on Wednesday. He's $3,400. Both really good plays. Michael Saunders went yard on Wednesday. He batted eighth, which sucked. He's $3,400. He hits lefties just fine. I'm not really targeting Saunders, but if you want to get off the wall and you're building some Phillies and maybe he moves up in the order, $3,400. No one's going to play him because they're going to see lefty-lefty. Kevin Kiermaier, $3,200 versus Wright. Ben Gamel against Gio. Gamel's been slumping, but he might go off, but he's been slumping. Cole Calhoun had the day off. On Wednesday, if he should be back on Thursday, he's $3,100 versus Andrees. Righties do hit him better, but still, $3,100 for Calhoun is not bad at all. Odubel Herrera, $3,000. As we move towards the bottom of our list here, not much to really fall in love with. Nope, that'll do it. There's your outfielders. There's your bats for the early slate. Real quick recap of your pitchers. Samardzija, 9,800. Gio, 91. Anderson, 87. Andrees, 75. Butler, 57. Those are my targets on the mound. With your bats, the Nationals versus Miranda is very intriguing. Lefties are actually hitting 343 off Miranda. Righties, 304. The Nats are hitting everybody well, but they have an insane 375 team wOBA versus lefties and an even more insane 221 ISO. So, not like you needed more convincing, but very good. Don't forget Worth in that lineup. And Rendon's crushing the ball right now, so I can't blame you if you go there either. Braves versus Nova, team total 488. Lefties hitting 348, righties 294. That's why I mentioned, you got Markakis and Adams and Ruiz, all cheap lefty bats. And Ciarte's expensive, Kemp's expensive, still good plays. But you have options there with the Braves. Love the Yankees versus Almonte, 483 team total. That's a great play. Obviously, Pittsburgh versus Bartolo, definitely in play. You can go Seattle versus Gio if you like. And I love Colorado versus Vince Velasquez. Lefty's hitting 344. Righty's 321 off Vinny Velasquez. And Tampa Bay versus Daniel Wright. Definitely like that one as well. So really good options on the early slate. But like I said, even the pitchers I like, it's a toss-up. There's a lot of interesting stuff. But I'd really recommend either Butler or Samardzija, just weather alone, because they're both risky, but in Wrigley, when you get the weather like that, that's a big, big plus to have on your side. Let's go to your five-game late slate and take this bad boy home. Jacob DeGrom, he was day-to-day after his last start, threw seven strong innings against the Halos. Four hits, no earned, 9 Ks, 33 DraftKings points, left with a blister on his ring finger, but that's not what took him out. He finished the seventh. He was at his pitch count. He was done. He's $12,100. He's been hittable at times, and he has a blister. So if you trust the blister not to bother him, go get him, Tiger. But we are talking about a guy that on the season has the fourth best barrel FIP at 284, getting barreled less than 3% of the time on the season. On the season, striking out over 32% of the batters he faces in the last 30 days. He's 12th best, getting barreled up on about 3.73% of the time, still striking out almost 33% of the batters he's facing. One of the best strikeout arms in all of baseball. Going up against a dreadful San Diego Padres lineup. Team WOBA 297, striking out almost 25% of the time versus righties. They have... the weird part is their team total is implied at 425. Lefties hitting 273, righties 326 off DeGrom. So it's intriguing, but it's the Padres. He's expensive as hell. It's a real big gamble with that blister. Does it show up and actually bite him in the ass or not? There's a lot of question marks with DeGrom, especially with that price tag. Lots of risk. Potential lottery reward. Interesting GPP play. Justin Verlander, $9,900 at the Houston Astros. Verlander is a strikeout monster. Just absolute monster. 54 Ks and 55 innings pitched this year. Coming off, he's given up 3 earned runs or more. He's given up 3-4-3 in his last 3 starts. But he's still 5-7-7 in the strikeout departments. Still getting close to 20 DraftKings points in most starts. It's really dicey. He's had his worst starts of the year on the road. He's had some really good ones, but overall inconsistent on the road. It's a big thing with DeGrom. You're facing the Astros, who strike out about 19% of the time. Team WOBA 343 versus righties, but you saw Fulmer pitch really well against them on Tuesday. Daniel Norris pitched well. He's a lefty, I know, but pitched well on Wednesday. It's a very dicey play. Lefties hitting 271, righties 288 off Verlander. It's like a risk-reward again. Very scary. I'm just going to throw it out there. Very scary. But the upside with Verlander, if he's throwing darts, it's fierce. Next up, we go Robbie Ray, 8,600 at the Milwaukee Brewers. He's leaving Chase Field, Coors Light, going to Miller Park. Another nice hitting environment. Last outing at San Diego, 7 2/3, 10 hits, no earned, 6 Ks. Been a strikeout monster, averaging almost 20 DraftKings points per start. 65 strikeouts and 53 innings pitched on the season. That is tasty, especially when you're going up against the Brew Crew. It strikes out 25% of the time versus lefties. Like I always say, it's risk-reward against the Brew Crew, just like with the Rays, because they mash. They mash at home. They mash lefties to a 356 ISO, which is insanity. But team total of 419, lefties 289, righties 338 off of Ray. And the Brewers, besides that insane WOBA, have an insane ISO of 215 versus lefties. So, risk-reward, but that strikeout upside with Robbie Ray is outstanding on tonight's slate, especially on a limited slate. Just like the theme of the night, risk-reward, Michael Wacha, $8,200 on the road against the Los Angeles Dodgers, coming off 6 innings, 4 hits, no earned, 5 Ks, 2 earned runs or less in 3 of his last 4 starts, 5-6-5-6, that's his strikeout totals, getting about 18 DraftKings points per start. He'll give up a little damage, but he rarely, I'm going to probably regret saying this right now, rarely gets shelled. Now, it is the Dodgers with 349 WOBA versus righties, striking out about 21% of the time. They have a team total on the day of 404, one of the lower ones on the slate. Lefties hitting 320, righties 338 off of Waka Waka. Like I said, the 349 WOBA and a 175 ISO for the Dodgers. Risk-reward, But Michael Wacha will be on my list of things to do. We saw how Lynn was phenomenal on Tuesday. They got another great start on Wednesday. And for some reason, it's skipping my mind right now and absolutely brain farting on who started that. Oh, Michael Leak. So Lynn and Leak have just, they pitched really well. It's Waka's turn. So maybe it's time for the Dodgers to wake up. Who knows? I like Waka at $8,200. He'll be low owned. Another really low owned one, and this is GPP only, but Drew Pomeranz, $7,600 at home against the Texas Rangers. Saw the Rangers get the sale on Wednesday. Pomeranz, it's like boom or bust. Big strikeout arm. Even in just four innings his last start, he struck out six and got you 15 points. We obviously want more than that, but hell, on this slate with the pitching the way it is, if you can guarantee me 15, I'm almost signing up for that. Now, it's scary. You know the power that the Rangers have. Pomeranz striking out over 26% of the batters he faces. Red Sox striking out 25% of the time, roughly, against left-handed pitching. A 291 WOBA and a 137 ISO. Both are just really bad. Really bad. They have the second lowest total on the board, the lowest on the main slate, because the Giants had the lowest against Eddie Butler on the day slate. On the main slate, it's the Rangers at a 333 total. So the makers of these totals like Pomeranz against Texas. They really, really do. It's dicier in hell. Like we say, every time with Pomeranz, are you going to walk the world? Because that's always a problem with him. What are you going to do? What's it going to be? He's going to make you sweat. It's almost better off not watching the game, checking in at, say, they start at like 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern, check in at like 9. Just because you don't want to see it. But you might check into some good stuff, you might not. But $7,600, really good GPP play. And the last one, Denelson Lamet, I probably butchered that, I apologize, of the San Diego Padres against the New York Mets, $5,300. Lamet getting called up from AAA El Paso, 3.23 ERA, a 50-20K to walk in 39 innings. He's one of their higher prospects. No one expected him up this early, but he's been very, very good. Last year, his splits versus right-handed batters, 222 versus left-handed batters, 240. Really limited the damage in 28 games. Only 8 home runs total and a total of 551 at-bats. Over 600 plate appearances. Depends on how you look at only 8 home runs. So this kid, he looks legit. Sure, it's his first big league start. That's always something to kind of question. How long are they going to go with him? Well, he's been stretched out in the minors. If he's pitching well, he should get you 6-7 innings. But it's his first start. Would you be surprised if it's 4 or 5? No. It's really interesting. But $5,300, extreme gamble. The Mets, you got Conforto to worry about. You got Bruce has been day-to-day, so you don't know what you're going to get there. But they, you know, they took a while to get the Cozart. If, you know, you get 5 to 6 out of Lamet, you're thrilled right now. Good K to walk. So the strikeout ability's there. Where did I just put the Mets? Mets 311 team WOBA, 169 ISO, both pretty much average against right-handed pitching. So it's an intriguing GPP play. So DeGrom 12-1, Verlander 99, Ray 86, Waka 82, Pomeranz 76, Lamet 53. Let's check out your bats and get this bad boy home. At the catcher's position, you got Lucroy against the lefty Palm at 41. Yasmani Grandal is on fire of late. Very streaky. I was thinking someone else. But Grandal's been swinging it well. First variety, $3,800, very much in play. If the D-backs do anything right, they can start Chris Herman at catcher. He's catcher and outfield eligible. $3,700 against Zach Davies would be just outstanding. Overall on the season, Davies has the 12th worst barrel. Getting barreled up 5.66% of the time. Give me some Herman at 37, please. Robinson Chirinos is 3,400. If Lucroy doesn't start, Chirinos is a good play there. Sandy Leon, 3,400 for Boston against Nick Martinez. Load up on your Boston train. Nicky Martinez, 381 versus lefties, 343 versus righties. Boston has just been smoking. Evan Gattis, 3,300. Probably better looks there. If Leon's not playing, Vasquez at 3K is still a good look as well. Bandy 3K versus Ray is intriguing. James McCann 3K versus Mike Fiers. Mike Fiers is a gas can. The last 30 days, Fires has the 10th worst barrel FIP at 6. He's getting barreled up 8.62% of the time. He just gives up dong after dong after dong after dong. It's pretty remarkable to watch, actually. Yadi Molina, 2,800 versus Kenta Maeda is definitely worth a look there. Rene Rivera, 2,500 versus Lamette. Centeno at 2,100 versus Verlander is kind of scary. I'll be totally honest with you there. But it's intriguing, the left-handed bat versus Verlander. Going to first base, Goldschmidt, 5,500. Eric Thames, 47. Thames hits lefties just fine. Do not be scared off by that. Jay Bruce, day-to-day, but he's 4,700 if he's in the lineup. Miggy Cabrera, 4,500. He could be in. The Tigers could be in for a big day. Mitchy Twobags, 4,300. Bellinger, 43. Mike Napoli versus the lefty Pomeranz at 42 is definitely in play. V-Mart at 38 versus Fires is intriguing to save some money if you feel the urge. Matt Carpenter, 3,500 versus Maeda. I thought I saw it earlier. I'll double check before I speak out of turn. But when you're looking at the St. Louis Cardinals, lefties 321, righties 259 off Maeda. So Carpenter at 3,500, nice cheap option there. As you go down the list, Sam Travis is 2,900. He's better against lefties than righties, so probably won't be in the lineup. But now at least DraftKings has him on the list, which is nice going forward. So that'll do it at the first base position. Let's head over to second base. Jose Altuve, 4,800, always in play. Johnny VR, prefer him more from the left side than the right side. He's 4,700. Pedroia, 42. Rugi Odor, 37. Drury, sneaky good play at 3,600 versus Davies in Milwaukee. Don't sleep on that at all. Ian Kinsler, 3,500, leading off against Fires is definitely in play. Neil Walker, 3,400, is in play as well. Solarte, 27. Been using him lately, but DeGrom. I'm telling you, if that blister acts up, though, these Padres could be sneaky good because that Mets bullpen is disastrous. So you really got to play the game of what's going to happen. You got to play God. That's the name of the game right now. You're playing God. If his blister acts up, you can get some steals out there. Third base, Jake Rake Lamb, 5,300 bucks versus Davies is basically an auto play. If you're paying up at third base, you're paying up to him. Joey Gallo, 45. Travis Shaw against the lefty, 44 is not as ideal. That's why you're still paying up for Lamb. As we go down the list, Hernan Perez, 3,600 is a really solid play against Ray. I mentioned how the righties are smoking Ray compared to the lefties. Hernan Perez, third base outfield eligible at 3,600. Definitely in play for the Brew Crew. You could almost do a game stack. Milwaukee, Arizona, as I told you, the Arizona team total is 4-3-1. Brewers is 4-1-9, giving you a grand total of 8.5 on that game. So Vegas actually likes Robbie Ray. Going down the list, you got Schimpf at 34. That tag going up a couple hundred bucks tonight. Nick Castellanos, 3,400 is in play. As you go down the list, Devin Marrero's been playing every day for the Bo Sox at third base, 2,800 versus Nick Martinez. He's not lighting the world on fire, but he had 9 points. Couple games ago and 7 before that, so his last two games, 9 and 7. If you want to get weird against Nick Martinez, 2,800 bucks. Gray Garcia against Maeda, third base shortstop eligible. If he's in the lineup, left-handed batter Garcia is only 2,500 bucks. Could be a good punt play at third base or shortstop. I'd probably punt him at shortstop, pay up at third base. But either way, you could do that for 2,500 if he's in the lineup. Going to shortstop, Xander Bogaerts, 4,800. Corey Seager, 45. Chris Owings, 43. You got Elvis Andrus, 38 versus Pomeranz is in play. Aledmys Diaz, 33. Shortstop's really crappy tonight. There's that Greg Garcia one at 25 I mentioned again. Really rough. Yeah, shortstop's bad. So you got Garcia's cheap. We'll have to see some lineups. You can go Orlando Arcia at 3,100 if you want to go off the wall a bit. You got Diaz at 33, Andrus at 38, and then you got Owings, Seager, and Bogaerts. You might have to pay up there and use Garcia at third. Shortstop, blah. Hey. Going to the outfield, well, this is a five-game slate. Outfield, Conforto, $5,100 is worth the price tag as he did it again tonight. Didn't go yard, but he got double-digit points yet again. Mookie Betts, 4,900, definitely in play. You got Bruce, JBJ 4600 versus Martinez. Benintendi 4600 versus Martinez. Red Sox are priced up for a good reason. Ryan Braun versus lefty 4600. Even though it's Robbie Ray, who I love, who I'll be using a lot tonight. Tonight. Still a good play. JD Martinez against Mike Fiers, $4,600. Play him, please. Put JD in your lineup. David Peralta versus Davies, 4,400. Nice play there. Mentioned Bellinger. Dexter Fowler, 4K versus Maeda. Fowler's playing a good stick right now. Keon Broxton versus Ray, 38. If you're stacking Brewers, Braun, Broxton, Hernan Perez as for starters. You got Domingo Santana. The catchers, I said Thames hits lefty as well, but like just a Broxton, Perez, Braun, I'm a big fan of that one right there. Lando to Shield, especially if he's leading off, right-handed bat versus Palm at 37. Mentioned Chris Herman already. Got Springer at 37. There's Domingo Santana at 37. Worth a look. There's Perez, the Grandy Man, 36. Carlos Beltran, 36. Josh Reddick, 36. Justin Upton, 36 versus Fiers. That's a hell of a price tag for a guy that could take a guy deep and maybe twice for $3,600. Good price on that. My God. Ray Fuentes, if he's starting and leading off for the D-backs at $3,500, they'll get on base. Speed combo there could be interesting. He's not a must play, but he's sneaky GPP play if you're stacking. Him or Gregor Blanco. Gregor Blanco, $3,100. One of the two of them has been leading off. Could be intriguing against Davies. They'll be overlooked. Daniel Descalzo's third base outfield eligible. I forgot to mention him at third base. He's $2,800. If he's in the lineup, good left-handed bat against Davies. Not good, but under-owned GPP with upside. So GPP upside. Oh, Tyler Collins against Mike Fiers is $2,700. I don't care if he's batting 7th, 8th, or 9th. It'd be really cool if they bat him back towards the top. But Tyler Collins at $2,700. I wish we had some more expensive pitching tonight because that is outstanding. At the same time, because there's not expensive pitching, he might go extremely low owned. So you got Tyler at 27, Upton at 36, JD at 46 in that outfield. Tigers, ooh, man, that's intriguing. So there you go. You're pitching on the 5-game main. DeGrom 12-1. Beware of the blister. Verlander 99, Ray at 86, Waka 82, Pomeranz 76. And Lamet, $5,300. So pitching on both slates, dicey. Your evening slate stacks. You're looking at, you know, the Red Sox at 517 totals. Lefty 381. Righty's 343 off Nick Martinez. That's definitely in play. They got the Houston team total at 491 against Verlander. I see both sides. I see playing Verlander. I see stacking Houston. So it could be an interesting stack for sure. Mets versus Lamet is a very intriguing stack, but I like Lamet as a sneaky play. So I see both sides there. D-backs versus Davies. Lefty's hitting 336, righty's 327. D-backs are hitting a wOBA of 356 and a nice wOBA of 199 versus righties. Me like. Padres versus DeGrom. No, I can't. I see it. It's a gamble for sure. Brewers versus Ray. I'm all over Ray, but if you're not, righty's hitting 383. And Brewers are raking a lot of things right now. So, intriguing two slates. No doubt about it. 6-game early, 5 games late. Hit me up at BDIntro with any questions you have. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Check out Around the Bases episode 13. It is on SoundCloud, Spreaker, and iTunes with Bubba and Mo, myself and Boston Mo. Give it a look. But more importantly, good luck on the Thursday slates. Let's make some more money. Get ready for a big, big weekend of action. And I will catch you guys on Friday.
Hey, Drew Scott here,
and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.